Time once again for Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fatu. I'm joined, as always, by reporter Bill Hoppe. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, quite a week for the Sabres. Three straight come-from-behind overtime wins over Detroit, Montreal, and Nashville. Jack Eichel with the game-winner Tuesday night against the Predators. And just like that, this team is back in the playoff conversation.
It's amazing how quickly things can flip if you get a few wins in a row. And the Sabres have been lacking that all year. They have some nice wins, but they can't string wins together. This is only the second time all season they've won three games in a row. And to move up the standings to get into that playoff spot, they're going to have to run off six in a row, eight in a row, win 7 out of 10, something like that. And for them to win three straight games in overtime, three straight games they trailed, for them to find a way to win every game, to come back late, it's a strong sign that they've developed some character and that they're learning how to win.
Well, I thought the team really showed some resilience in that Nashville game, especially. They're down 4-2 late in the third. It felt like they could have just packed it in, taken the loss, but they battled back against a good team on the road.
A very good team, and the Sabres traditionally haven't played very well there. And when they went down 4-2, you figured that they were probably going to lose. They'd fought back a couple times, but it didn't look like their night. And that might have been their best win this year. I know I've said that a few times on this program this season where I think a win is their best one. But Tuesday's win might have been their gutsiest. It was definitely their most exciting. And they won a night where they probably weren't at their best for most of the game. For a while, the Predators mostly had control of that game. And goalie Robin Lehner, fresh off the great Montreal win where he made one of the saves of the year in overtime against the Canadiens, he wasn't very good, to be honest with you. He let in two weak goals that number one goalies are supposed to stop. So the Sabres were able to overcome a poor effort by their starting goalie. They scored five goals, and we're starting to see the Sabres have a pretty good offense. Statistically, they're still ranked pretty low in the league, but over this last little stretch, they've been scoring at least three goals a game, which is a benchmark. If you score three goals most nights in the NHL, you're going to win these days. And since Jack Eichel's come back in the lineup, their offense has been much, much better. It's probably in the middle half of the league at least. And I think in the beginning of the year, most of us thought the Sabres could have a pretty good offense with Jack Eichel and Ryan O'Reilly as your top two centers, Kyle Okposo joining the mix, the Sabres' only all-star, Evander Kane, Sam Reinhart. So I think besides winning in this last little stretch, we've seen the Sabres' offense really come to fruition, and they've been pretty exciting. And the Jack Eichel goal in overtime, it was one of the goals of the year. I think it's going to become a favorite here that you'll see replayed again and again. It was just an awesome goal from Jack Eichel. All his talents, just speed, stick handling, a terrific shot. And it was, for the Sabres, it was a perfect way to cap a great, great win.
Well, we're seeing more aggressive play on offense from the team's defensemen lately. Saturday in Montreal, Cody Franzen tied the game. Zach Bogosian won it. Other than Rasmus Ristolainen, that's something that's been missing for most of the season from the blue line.
Yes, the defense just as a whole hasn't been great offensively. They haven't been very aggressive. But in these past several games, they've been much, much better. They've been pushing the pace. And not coincidentally, the offense has started scoring three or so goals a game. And one of the big contributors has been Cody Franzen. Cody's a guy the Sabres signed at the beginning of 2015-16 as someone they wanted to be, I think, a second-pair defenseman who could play 20 minutes a night, who could score 30 points, which he had done in the past. And he got hurt last year, but even before he got hurt, he had lost his power play time. He was a big disappointment last year, and he was a disappointment for part of this season. But for the past couple of weeks, and maybe even before Christmas, he's been playing a lot. He's been producing points, and you see why the Sabres signed him. Cody Franzen's kind of become their unsung hero in these past couple of weeks.
Sabres play tonight in Dallas, then they're off until Tuesday for the All-Star break. Kyle Okposo heading to L.A. as the lone Sabres All-Star representative. Bill, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.